Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey, I'm JB. And I'm running a solo episode today because I'm at an event. That's why. I'm at an event. Matter of fact, I'm going to be honest with you, this show's going to go over late as fuck, too, probably, because I'm not going to record it till Monday morning, if you will, which, surprise, hey, it's Monday morning now. So, yeah, and I'm probably not going to upload it until, like, later in the day because I got some errands and shit I need to do. But, yeah, I got invited to an event. Shout out to Eric, M77 Tequila. They invited me out to Covina to a little brunch and then, like, day party event, which I got to say, I'm starting to appreciate. Although I found it really weird, it looked like it turned to a nightclub. And I started dancing, obviously, and it wore my ass out because clearly I'm out of shape, I guess. Yeah, I kind of appreciate these events starting early and ending early. I got to tell you, like, there was a West Coast Whiskey Club event that got canceled, by the way, which I was looking forward to, too, by the way. It got canceled, but I love that start time of 12 to 5, man. You know, my old bones need to be in bed by, you know, 8 or 9 o'clock. PM to contemplate life and think about things that I don't want to do anymore. but nonetheless, this is Tequila Week here in The Last Drop, and rather late or not, whatever, you're going to get a show, because one thing about this show and one thing about me, I am fucking consistent when it comes to uploading a show every fucking Monday. Now, usually you get them right around midnight, right when they hit, but, you know, but this one's going to be late, so you might get it at, like, 4 o'clock today or something like that, 5 o'clock, who knows. We'll see when we get there. So I had another bottle planned, but obviously, you know, that got, well, it didn't really get changed up, actually. I just kind of decided to go on a whim here because me and Tej were talking about this agave in essence. Shout out to my brother over there. We were talking about it at the last event we went to, and I forgot who brought it up or whatever. And some we were talking about it, and I only opened it one time. It's probably right when I got it, if I'm not mistaken. And I just remember not being all that impressed with it. Now, people, I'm talking about the Siete Leguas single barrel Añejo, and this one's aged in the French oak barrel, because there's two of them. There's a Hungarian oak, and then there's the French oak. I've had the Hungarian oak. Do not fucking like it. I do not fucking like it. I see people talking about it. They like, seem to enjoy it. I see people talking about this one, and they really love it, for the most part. But for me and Tej, yeah, it didn't do nothing for us. I was looking for this, because I am a fan of Siete Leguas. Great fucking tequila. Love that Blanco. Even that Añejo's got some bite to it. So, you know, when I saw the size of this, because it's a 700 milliliter bottle, but the look of the bottle is beautiful. The juice inside, the color on that is really gorgeous. Yeah, I love the little leather stamp. I mean, the bottle's just beautiful. And I love that their single barrel expressions are coming in these different size variants and stuff. I always love when the limited release variants and single barrels and all that look different from the mainstay of their typical lineup there. Juice is beautiful looking too. Age 17 months. Did I say months? Yeah, months. 100% Tejona crushed in here. 40% ABV, or 40% alcohol, I should say. So 80% ABV. It says, what is this? Barrel number, aging date. What is that? 2240622 LSB 2F24. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck all that is. So. And imported by none other than the old Sazerac company over there in Buffalo Trace. So, yeah, let's go ahead and pop this bad boy open and get, what the fuck was that? See, see, I even like the cork that it has, like, Siete Leguas in here. So, oh, I thought that was smoke coming out the bottle. That's just a reflection of my fucking ceiling fan going off because it's fucking hot. Get a whiff of that. Man, see, even on that nose is weak. That nose is weak, yo. This might be one of those that, like, God, when did I get this? It was this year, but it was early in the year. And I got it at Costco, people. I got it for, I think it was about $69.99. So it's about $70. Not bad for a single barrel French oak limited edition añejo. $70 is really nice. That color looks just gorgeous. See, I got that golden color on there, man. Dude, oh, I even love how it, look at the legs on the glass. Look how it coats that glass real quick. But that nose, man, that, it comes off as so whatever. Like, you get like a lot of spice on there. The agave comes in. It's kind of sweet too as well. What was that, like caramel, maybe chocolate? Okay, some citrus and herbal notes as well too. There's definitely like a tropical fruit essence there. I just can't pinpoint what it is. Maybe like in that pineapple range, if you will. Yeah, okay, like a little bit of dark chocolate I could see. Maybe that's caramel. Yeah, I guess it's more caramel, yeah. Barrel spices. Yeah, you're getting all those. I don't know, it's just, it's, as you can see from those notes I just gave, if I'm accurate, you know, it's, seems like it's got some complexity to it. It's got, like, you know, a lot going for it. But the nose, when you sniff it all together, like, it's just not combined right or whatever, you know. And once again, I just want to make this clear. Me and Tej both agreed or said this, and maybe I'll change my mind. Was that my fucking iPad? What was that? My phone is on the charger over there. Yeah, it must have been the laptop. Anyway, I think we both said that this is much better than the Hungarian oak. I think maybe Tej liked it a little bit more. I don't know. Although, he said he didn't really care for it that much either. Now that I'm sniffing this, I'm going like, yeah, they're not really that far from each other, to be honest. So, the more I sniff this, I'm just like, let's just get this shit over with, just a taste. I'm not going to tell you what I had planned to do this episode, because maybe I'll do it next month. But it's a brand that I like, so, you know, and this... this ain't doing Siete Leguas any favors, because Siete Leguas is really, their base lineup is delicious as hell. Not only that, too, their prices are very reasonable. I mean, even for this, $65, $69, it's not bad. I've seen it for $80, $85 other places, but I even think at like High Proof and even, I think it was El Cerrito, I can't remember. I think it was like $68 there. All right, let's taste this. Mind you, I just had like a lot of good, like M77. Yeah, I don't like this. This does not taste good. I don't like this. I just had a lot of M77. By the way, I don't know what those cocktails were, but they were fucking delicious. I had two of those. Funny enough, I didn't drink as much as you may think. I had two of those because Eric got me one. He ordered it the first time. The second time I had got it myself. And before they all got there, I got me an old fashioned. Then I had that cocktail, and then I had another one of those cocktails. And then me, Victoria, and Edgar, we had some M77 Reposado, just neat, basically a shot, basically. So yeah, I only had four drinks then, really. It's kind of lightweight for me, but I mean, it wasn't like one of those events where you go to like every tasting booth or anything like that. So we had to pay for this shit. Well, Eric basically paid for it. I only paid for the old fashioned, I guess, if you will. Okay. I just love how that talking I just did made me, and I only talked for like, what was that, like 20 seconds at that or whatever, made me completely forget I even took a sip of this shit. It is just so bottom of the barrel basic shit here. It's like, I thought coming back to it after all these months, maybe I'd have a different opinion. But man, I'm not going to spend the money on getting that Hungarian oak, because like, why would I waste my money on that? I've already had it. I really would like to do a side-by-side with these, though, because it's like, although I did say this one's better, and I'm still sticking by that, I just don't think it's by that much. I think it's like by a point or two. And see, now that more I sip this, that finish is just, it just, not even absent. It's absentee as fuck, whatever. It's barely there. I get a little bit of the sweetness in the background on it, And then obviously I'm getting like a, and I think that's also part of it too. The agave is pretty sweet on there as well. Other than that, that finish is just forgettable as hell. It's really just light work. It don't even linger at all. Thinking about it, I don't know. Yeah, I get a little bit on the palate of that, like, chocolate and caramel. So there is chocolate there. I knew I was sniffing something there. I get the chocolate essence there. And then there's, like, some citrusy herbal agave notes. Kind of like what was I getting on the nose there as well, too. They just don't blend this well at all. You know, this one just does not. Fucking barrel did they get this from? Yeah, I'm just not a fan of this. Honestly, it's kind of drying out. Like, it isn't. I talk about, like, coating the mouth. I feel like I've been saying that a lot in the past 3 weeks or so. The way the drinks I've been having have been, like, coating my mouth and stuff. This one coats it in a fucking dry blandness. Like, it kind of dries my gums out on the side, on the top part there a little bit. And you're just kind of left with that herbal essence. Kind of reminds me of, like, a herbal tea with honey in it or something. Yeah. I could see that, and I don't mean that in a good way, because literally, I just had some tea, this morning, actually. I had some tea this morning, and it tastes better than this, and I'm kind of getting that essence there, and look, I love me some sweet herbal tea. This just not hitting, though. This is, God, you know, I thought I was going to come in here and be like, oh, man, I give it a 2, you know, because, like, yeah, Siete Leguas is a good brand, and then, like, you know, it's a French oak single barrel, you know, it's one of those things where, like, I guess you just hit and miss, but I was gonna say hit and miss with these single barrels, but shit, Tej and me, we had 2 different bottles. I don't know which barrel number he had or whatever, but he didn't care for his neither, so, yeah, this just, it doesn't do anything for me. It's fucking lazy, to be honest. And I'm not going to fully just write off single barrels. I completely can't. But the 2 that aren't on my worst of list, kind of honestly, would be this one and the G4 one I had earlier this year. And the reason why I can't write them off, I forgot I had that AC turned on. Now I got a fucking ceiling fan blowing on my head or whatever, and the AC. Yeah, I'm about to throw that iPad. That shit's annoying me. I don't know what the hell that noise is. I think it's like Instagram or something like that. But, I can't say that because I had some really fucking great single barrels at the tequila tasting I went to, and they were amazing. Like, I'm talking, like, possibly in my top 10 best of list. So I can't completely write them off, but I don't know, man, when it comes to this, it's like, I will say, I will give this one, it kind of makes me want to lower my rating on that G4 one a little bit more now, because what annoys me about that one's like $100. This one is $65 to $70, so you don't really feel the bite on that. And that's not bad, because I think that Añejo might be like $55 or $60, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, for a limited edition bottle, charging $10, $15 more for it, dude, that is the price point you want to be at. As far as taste goes, though, yeah, it's just not doing anything for me at all. It's kind of pissing me off the more I kind of talk about it, to be honest. When I first started this, I was like, oh, this would be interesting, because, like, I'd love to see what my thoughts are on this, because I didn't really think much about it when I took that first sip months ago, and then was just like, okay, yeah, whatever. Now that I'm back to it, you know, and because I was just talking about it a week ago with Tej, now that I'm back to it, I'm kind of just thinking in my head, like, yeah, it's that saying of, like, sure, it's only, like, $65, but I could have took that $65 and took it to somewhere else I guess needed. To for a better product, if you will. Shit, throw in an extra $100, I could have just got another El Desoro Paradiso. Shit, actually, I was gonna say, I could have just got like an Añejo of this, and, or, you know what, I could have just probably got the Blanco and Still Strength of this and been happy with that. But the more I think about it now, because I was like trying to come in here with like positive notes and thinking like, oh, I could probably land in the 2 range, and then it kind of lost a point. I was like, oh, you're in the 1 range now. But now, the more I sip on it, it's kind of a fuck it. I don't like this at all. This ain't doing shit to me. And you know what it is? It's that lingering taste of that herbal essence in there. I do not like that herbal essence in there. Because it just it comes off as like fucking medicine, to be honest. I don't like that taste at all. Like, it lingers as hell too, and it's not giving me anything else. Even the agave kind of vanishes, which why? Who sipped this and said, yeah, let's go ahead and mass produce that barrel? I see that people like it though. Good for them. I tell you what, if anybody wants to buy this from me, I'd give it to you for $40, I guess. You know, it's a full damn bottle. I mean, I only poured this thing twice now at this point. So, yeah, I give you $40, or you can give me $40 for it. Because, yeah, this is something, like, I take to a bottle share just to, like, get rid of. You should see it, too, because for that whiskey bottle share, I got, like, a bag full of whiskey here that I was going to take. It's just shit. I just would, like, go ahead and drink it up. This is definitely one of those. And what's so great about this is actually people like this. So, I probably won't have no trouble getting rid of it, to be honest. Problem is I can find it places, though. Like I said, you look it up on High Proof, it's there. Like, I literally just typed it in because I was just curious. You can find it. Like, just type in Siete Leguas French Oconejo. It pops up. I see High Proof got it for 70. Shit, total. Oh, well, that's the Hungarian one. Total Wine got it for 82. Cyprus, 69. Okay, that's okay. I don't know where the fuck is Liquor Basket. Yeah, all right. So never mind. You could find it at two different stores, and I guess I don't know where the fuck. And then, as far as the Hungarian one goes, yeah, don't even touch that shit. I would, definitely wouldn't pay $80 for it. And I'm looking at it. Let me see. Yeah, of course. Total Wine got that. It's out of stock. See, they show the shit on the Google, and then you click on the damn thing, and it says out of stock. It's like, so yeah, fuck Total Wine. Siete Leguas. Typing that in. Yeah, they have both of them, and they're both out of stock, so you're not going to find them anywhere. And I'm checking nearby. Yeah, it's out of stock everywhere. So, High Proof and Cyprus. And they both got them for $70. Can't go wrong with that price point. So if you enjoy this, yeah, go ahead and get $70. But if you don't want to pay full price, just hit your boy up on Instagram at Phenomenal One. And I get to, yeah, you got to be in California. You got to be somewhere local, too. I'm not shipping shit or anything like that. I get to you for $40. Just get it off my fucking shelf now. I don't want this bottle. So, yeah, it's a fuck it. And I'm going to get out of here now because I've been rambling for 17 minutes. And I kind of want the taste of Theraflu out of my mouth now. So, yeah, I'm not sick, so I don't want to be drinking this. This might be good if you got like a cold or a cough or anything like that. Maybe, you know, talk about like get some honey and tea. Well, let's just pour this in. So, yeah, I don't know why I keep sipping that. It doesn't get any better. I thought it was, but it doesn't. So, yeah, I'm just going to give it a fuck it. It's not so egregiously so you can keep this motherfucker. It doesn't. Actually, the more I talk about it, it does kind of piss me off. But it doesn't anger me, I should say, because I feel like I didn't really break the bank for it. And I didn't go really hard hunting for it, neither. It was just kind of easy to find. I think David gave me the tip on this to go to where it was at. So, and I think I might have been in the area or something. But nonetheless, though, going to get out of here now. 20 minutes in. Good episode. Got your little review. Got your thoughts process. Next week, we'll be back for Mix and Match Week. That is 8/24. That's Kobe Day right there. So gonna be doing some mixing and matching. Might be pouring a little bit of that whiskey. So, you know, till then, folks, I am your godfather whiskey. I'm JB. Like we always say, livers will never be the same and glasses will never be dry.